My conclusion is different. My conclusion is that we should rejoice that in the imperial core, capital is becoming so desperate that it is trying to roll back reproductive rights for women to the 1800s in order to force them to push out more workers. Because it means the working class in the imperial core has massive leverage over the ruling class in the form of withholding reproduction, something I myself have already failed to do since I have a family. But a lot of people on here are younger than me, so I say to them, don't have kids. But also don't be a chud when you see that results in more immigrants coming from the countries where people still have like 6 kids. Because that is just capital becoming desperate in its dying stages. As soon as capital can no longer guarantee the reproduction of the labor force, it loses control over the growth of capital, because each worker not only supplies the economy with the commodity labor power, but also consumes many of the commodities in that economy, food and shelter for instance, and produces the next generation of the labor force. If the labor force shrinks, so does the number of consumers, which means capital will not be able to sell its commodities due to lack of demand. This is a huge crisis for capital, which is predicated on endless growth of not just profit rates, but of the working/consuming population. We have massive leverage over Porky that is unrecognized. Caleb Maupin is a punchline on here, but I think the idea of birth strike under capitalism has a point and is way more doable in a modern society with birth control, sex education, and so on. We see women's movements in places like South Korea, for example, that reject relationships with men. These are idpol movements, but the overlap with class is obvious because women reproduce the labor force by giving birth.